Welcome back to Unwritten Lives, Tales of the Unexpected, stories about ordinary people whose quiet moments reveal something extraordinary about being human. Tonight's episode is about memory, forgiveness, and the unexpected peace that arrives when we stop arguing with the past. This is Remembering Without Regret. Marcus Hale had spent 12 years avoiding a particular street. It wasn't Oppos, T, because anything dangerous had happened there. The street was ordinary. A row of aging brick buildings. A bakery on one corner. A small park at the other end. People walked there every day without noticing anything remarkable. But for Marcus, the street contained an entire life. A life he preferred not to revisit. At 48 years old, Marcus had become an expert at moving forward. Or at least that was what he told himself. He had changed cities twice. Changed jobs three times. Ended relationships. Started new ones. Built a life that looked successful from the outside. Yet certain memories remained untouched. Not forgotten. Just avoided. 12 years earlier, Marcus had owned a small bookstore called Second Chapter. It was never famous. Never particularly profitable. But he loved it. The store smelled of paper and dust and old wood. Customers came as much for conversation as they did for books. Marcus knew regular customers by name. He remembered what they liked to read. He recommended novels the way some people recommend music. For 7 years, the bookstore had been his world. Then everything changed. The internet grew stronger. Rent increased. Sales declined. Month after month, Marcus convinced himself things would improve. They never did. Eventually, he was forced to close. The final day remained frozen in his memory. Empty shelves. Cardboard boxes. The sound of the front door closing one last time. For years afterward, Marcus replayed the story repeatedly. He should have adapted sooner. He should have sold online. He should have hired help. He should have worked harder. The word should became a permanent resident in his thoughts. Regret is strange. It disguises itself as wisdom. It tells you that if you analyze the past long enough, you might somehow change it. But analysis and punishment are not the same thing. Marcus never realized the difference. Whenever he thought about the bookstore, he remembered only the ending. Never the years before. Never the conversations. Never the joy. Only the failure. The human mind does this sometimes. It allows one painful moment to rewrite an entire story. One rainy Tuesday afternoon, Marcus found himself downtown for a meeting. The meeting ended early. As he walked toward the train station, he looked up and realized where he was. The old street. The one he had avoided for over a decade. He stopped immediately. His first instinct was to turn around. Go another way. Pretend he hadn't and Oppos. T noticed. Instead, something unusual happened. He kept walking. The bakery was still there. Different sign. Different owner. But still there. The small park remained unchanged. Children played beneath the same trees. People sat on the same benches. Life had continued without asking permission from his memories. Marcus felt unexpectedly nervous. As if he were approaching someone he hadn't and Oppos. T spoken to in years. Then he saw it. The old bookstore. Or rather, what used to be the bookstore. The building now housed a coffee shop. Large windows replaced the dark display cases. Plants hung from the ceiling. People sat with laptops where bookshelves once stood. Marcus stood across the street staring. Part of him felt angry. Part of him felt sad. But mostly he felt confused. Because the building looked happy. Alive. For years he had imagined returning and finding something tragic. An empty storefront. Broken windows. Evidence that the world had suffered alongside him. Instead, life had moved on. The space had simply become something else. After several minutes, Marcus crossed the street. Without fully understanding why, he entered the coffee shop. The bell above the door chimed. The same bell. The exact same one. His heart tightened. The interior was almost unrecognizable. Yet fragments remained. The old wooden floor. The exposed brick wall. The narrow staircase leading to storage upstairs. Pieces of the past hidden inside the present. Marcus ordered coffee and sat near the back. Near the place where his favorite reading chair once stood. As he looked around, memories began returning. Not the painful ones. Different ones. A young boy who spent an entire summer reading fantasy novels. An elderly woman who brought homemade cookies every Christmas. The college student who met her future husband during a poetry event at the store. Marcus had forgotten these people. Or rather, regret had buried them. For 12 years, He had remembered the ending so intensely that he had stopped remembering the life that came before it. Memory is selective. Regret makes it even more selective. It shines a spotlight on mistakes, while leaving everything else in darkness. Sitting in the coffee shop, Marcus began seeing the story differently. The bookstore had not failed. It had ended. Those were not the same thing. A concert ends. A season ends. A relationship ends. Not every ending is evidence of failure. Sometimes it is simply the natural conclusion of something meaningful. For the first time, Marcus allowed himself to consider a possibility he had never entertained. What if the bookstore had been a success precisely because it existed, not because it lasted forever? The thought felt strangely liberating. For years, he had measured the value of the experience by how it ended. But perhaps value should be measured by how it was lived. The conversations mattered. The friendships mattered. The years mattered. The community mattered. Even if none of it lasted permanently. An elderly man approached his table. And quote, "Excuse me," and quote, the man said. And quote, "You used to own the bookstore, didn't an oppose to you?" And quote. Marcus looked up, surprised. And quote, "Yes," and quote. The man smiled. And quote, "I thought I recognized you," and quote. They spoke for nearly 20 minutes. The man told Marcus how he used to visit every Saturday with his daughter. How they bought books together. How those afternoons remained some of his favorite memories. Before leaving, the man paused. And quote, "You probably don't an oppose to realize it," and quote, he said, and quote, "but that bookstore mattered to a lot of people," and quote. Then he walked away. Marcus sat silently for a long time afterward. Not because he was emotional. Because he was finally seeing clearly. Regret had convinced him that the bookstore and oppose's closure erased its meaning. But meaning doesn't and oppose's disappear when something ends. A beautiful day remains beautiful even after sunset. A meaningful conversation remains meaningful even after it ends. A chapter of life can matter deeply without lasting forever. For the first time in 12 years, Marcus felt something unexpected. Not happiness. Not sadness. Peace. The kind of peace that arrives when you stop demanding a different past. That evening, as he left the coffee shop, rain had begun falling lightly outside. The street glistened beneath streetlights. Everything looked ordinary. Marcus paused before walking away. Then he smiled. Not at the building. Not at the memories. At himself. Because he finally understood something. The goal was never to forget. The goal was to remember differently. To remember without punishment. Without endless revision. Without turning every ending into evidence of failure. To remember the whole story. Not just the painful chapter. That was Unwritten Lives. Tales of the Unexpected. Sometimes the past hurts not because of what happened, but because of the story we continue telling ourselves about it. But perhaps healing begins when we stop asking, and quote, "What should have happened?" and quote. And start asking something gentler. And quote, "What was beautiful while it lasted?" and quote. Because some memories do not need to be erased. They simply need to be remembered without regret.